Player and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Naval Air Force says six crew members were rescued after a Navy helicopter went down in San Diego Bay during routine training. Spokesperson Commander Beth Teach.
We know that the crew all survived. They were moved promptly ashore and are undergoing medical evaluation.
The U.S. and U.K. retaliated after repeated attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
The U.S. and U.K. launched airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
The Houthis have been firing drones, and they've been firing ballistic missiles, and they've been firing cruise missiles. All of them have a return address. They were launched from some location inside Yemen.
CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
This marks the first time the U.S. has fired on Yemen since the Israel Hamas war began in October.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder pointing out the airstrikes came after
the 27th Houthi attack on international shipping.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israel is set to respond at the UN's top court to South Africa's claim the country's attacks in Gaza constitute genocide. Reporter Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israel's case is that it's acting in self-defense, that it's responding to Hamas genocidal attacks on October 7th, and that Israel has been abiding by international law, that it's not deliberately targeting civilians.
Texas is playing hardball in one border town, not allowing border agents to patrol. Chris Fox explains from Austin.
U.S. officials telling CBS News they're blocked from conducting their duties. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're using every tool to respond to what he calls President Biden's ongoing border crisis.
It's forecast to be a white weather weekend in parts of the country. The Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
From the plains across the Midwest, cities like Des Moines, Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit will get hit. The blowing snow with winds 50 to 60 miles an hour could create true blizzard conditions here around the Great Lakes. A foot to a foot and a half centered around Milwaukee as well as Chicago. Rain to the south.
Google is cutting more than 700 jobs in the San Francisco Bay Area. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur has more.
The sudden popularity of ChatGPT and Microsoft's partnership with them has changed a lot of how Silicon Valley looks at itself. And so Google's response is to try and beef up its AI teams while cutting others.
There's a new archaeological park and museum in the shadow of the Colosseum in Rome. It features an original marble map of ancient Rome under glass that visitors can walk across. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers heading to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the first round of the playoffs. Oddsmakers have the Cowboys as 7.5-point favorites. Green Bay could be without their two most experienced receivers. Romeo Doubs would not comment on the chest injury that sent him to the hospital after the Bears game. Christian Watson, not sure yet about his hamstring.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to be able to go on Sunday.
Men's college basketball. Marquette guard Sean Jones suffering a torn ACL in the team team's loss at home to Butler. Jones out for the rest of the season. NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Celtics 135-102. Adrian Griffin on how to deal with a slump.
You can't panic. You can't make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. We did that, and we went to the drawing board, and we say, okay, here are some areas we need to get better. This team has great character, great spirit, great leadership.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little snow developing in the overnight, and a winter storm warning will go into effect. We'll be in the lower teens by sunrise. Snow will be heavy at times Friday into Friday night, as we'll see accumulations around 6 to 10 inches. Right now, it's 10.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, January 11th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 12 noon, wherever you are listening to us across the great state of Wisconsin. Thank you so very much, and good afternoon. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in the city of Madison. It is sunny, at least for right now. Very bright, Mr. Zommers, after a little fresh blanket of snow overnight.
Luckily, since we're on State Street, we're in town. The snow is pretty dirty, so we're not going to get blinded by looking at the ground. But if you're out in the boonies a little bit.
In the boonies? I lived for a while out in the boonies, you know?
I mean, some would say I have too. But I mean, if you're not in an area where the snow's already been driven on, just be careful because the sun is still bright in winter.
It is, and a little slickery as well. Very active snow pattern right now going on across the state of Wisconsin, and it looks like most of us across Wisconsin are going to get more. As Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, has been saying, winter storm watch for much of our listeners across Wisconsin, those here in Madison on WMDX, over to Milwaukee, Waukesha, WAUK, down to Racine, Kenosha, Green Bay, up in Wisconsin Rapids, and also in Wausau, over to Amory, Eau Claire. All those places have winter storm watches for the next 24 to 48 hours. Our listeners at WRCE in Richland Center and also WLCX in La Crosse are actually under a winter storm warning starting later tonight, as it looks like the western to middle part of the state is going to get the brunt of it right now. That's where the storm track is going to go. So it looks like places in southwest Wisconsin down to Prairie du Chien, Platteville, Richland Center, Viroqua, up to La Crosse, maybe over just parts of Wisconsin Rapids are going to get the heaviest, maybe up to a foot of snow. Other places, Madison, Oshkosh Air Support Area, Green Bay could see 9 to 10 inches. Just kind of all depends. As we saw last time, these things can kind of track differently. I think the bottom line is this one's probably going to be a little bit more widespread than the last major storm system. And I'm no meteorologist, but I've followed weather for a long time and done it on the radio. This system, the main low pressure system, is swinging through the panhandle of Texas and then headed in the track. It takes it right south of the city of Chicago. And when you see that, that usually means a Harvey Wall banger of a snowstorm for parts of Wisconsin. So somebody's going to get hit with a lot of snow.
Going to make any bets with Terry Bell and Luke Mathers this time?
I will not make any bets after losing $5 yesterday. Came up a couple of inches short. snowfall-wise, that is. And so, no, I will not make any more bets on the air here. But the main thing is tomorrow night, especially if you don't have to drive anywhere, please don't. If you absolutely have to, allow extra time, as we're going to see some more wintry weather, some more snow. Guess what, Mr. Zommers? It's actually winter.
Yeah, right? I guess so.
In Wisconsin. Is. Crazy, crazy to think about. Great show coming up today. I'll look forward to it. In hour two, we're going to be putting out what I think is a great way to celebrate the Packers in the playoffs, as well as procrastinate on taking down the Christmas lights.
Two of my favorite things.
So we'll talk about that in hour number two. A little bit later, also talking about the former Packer quarterback. I haven't talked a lot about this, but it's reached the point now where I think we need to at least mention this and talk about it. Aaron Rodgers, now the quarterback for the New York Jets, is having a spat, an attack on Jimmy Kimmel of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Both owned, well, the attack came via the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. ESPN and, of course, ABC, both owned by Disney. So they're having a spat. We'll play a little bit of Jimmy Kimmel's response and have a take on that. You know, I've lived in Madison now for, you know, 20 plus years. I love it. It's a great place to live. But I think you have to be realistic as well. And of course, you know, a lot of people, oh, Madison, you know, it's all about, you know, the environment and the trees and protecting historic buildings, which normally that's usually true. And one of the reasons I enjoy it here. But I think it's also, as they say, got to keep them honest. And last night, the Madison City Council did not do itself any favors.
And that's so.
We've had the guest here on our show of people trying to explain. There's a neighborhood in Madison called Nakoma, and a beautiful part of Madison, one of the oldest parts of Madison. And there is a historic house. And next to it, the lot next to it, the city council approved last night a house of over 4,000 square feet. They're going to cut down a 200-plus-year-old tree that's in great condition. So, you know, let's not get too high and mighty here about being the city of environmentally friendly and historic preservation, because as my old professor Jack O'Neill likes to say, it's all about the dollar sign. I'm not sure everybody got paid off, but somebody's going to build a big multi-million dollar house here, put it on the tax roll. I guess that's more important. I don't know. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
And what's popping with Robin Voss? He is under a recall. So, or at least potentially, they're collecting signatures down there in the beautiful city of Burlington. We'll talk about that. But I want to begin today from last night. In Iowa, or as some of my older relatives still call it, Iowa. Ever heard that?
I have never heard anybody call it Iowa.
It's just my goofy family. Anyway, down in Iowa last night, yes, there was a so-called debate between a couple of second-place runners, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. It really doesn't matter at this point.
I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't either. It doesn't matter. And then the Trumpster, he went on Fox and did his own song and dance over there. But what really made the headlines last night was that prior to the debate between Haley and DeSantis, you had Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, of course, used to be a Trump ally, ran against Trump in the 2016 presidential election, and then thought, well, you know, maybe I should kind of genuflect and bow down and kiss the ring. And he did that for a while. And then after, you know, January 6th, I think Christie got religion a little bit and said, wait a minute, this ain't okay. And so Christie was running again this time around for the Republican nomination for president. Well, last night, Christie, after basically running out of money and looking at new polls, because he knew he wasn't going to do well in Iowa next week at the caucuses on Monday. And so really he was focused on New Hampshire, which is up next, the primary, and thought, well, if I can win New Hampshire, that will give me some momentum into further caucuses and primaries. But the numbers just don't look good. He is running probably fourth right now in New Hampshire, also running out of money. And so he said, let's hang it up. So Chris Christie withdrew from the presidential primary last night prior.
I believe he suspended his campaign.
Well, thank you. Yes. The official language is suspend the campaign, because that way they can still raise money to retire debt. Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Zommers. But for all intent and purposes, his campaigning is done. And so it leaked out last night prior to his official announcement on his own live stream, by the way, which gives me pause and wondering, well, was this really a mistake? Was he caught, quote unquote, caught on a hot mic? Hot mic meaning that when our microphones are open, you know, that it wasn't supposed to be open, but it was open, so you heard something that you weren't supposed to. But anyway, here's what the clip on Christie's site on his live stream on the hot mic was, and he does not hold back on what he thinks of Nikki Haley and what's going to happen moving forward. Here's that cut from Chris Christie on his hot mic from last night.
People don't want to hear it, Wayne. They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
Right.
And there's, you know, we couldn't have been any clearer.
Right.
We couldn't have been any more direct or worked any harder. So, you know. Yeah.
I mean, we've spent like when you give land to China and places like that.
I mean, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent 12. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked, and you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
And she's still 20 points behind Trump in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And he's still going to carry Iowa, right?
Yes. Oh, he's. I talked to DeSantis called me, petrified that I would.
He's probably getting out after Iowa. Well,
and then it cuts out. Chris Christie last night saying Ron DeSantis called him after he heard that Christie was getting out, and he, quote, is petrified. Also, Chris Christie saying that Nikki Haley, quote, is going to get smoked. That she's not up to this.
It really sounds to me like he's like, oh, my microphone's supposed to be off. Hey, right. Is this thing on? She's going to get smoked. You know this. I know this. People don't want to hear it, but she sucks.
A little bit. You know, it is interesting. I mean, it's factual. What he said is true. That Nikki Haley has spent $68 million on TV right now. Ron DeSantis, $59 million. And Chris Christie, $12 million. So, I mean, you know, considering how much other people have spent and where he is at, you know, he hasn't, as Christie said, he's kind of punching above his weight, which for Chris Christie is hard to do. But anyway, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look at the numbers if you're a candidate, and you're saying, look, this is not going to happen. So Christie withdraws, or as Zomers correctly says, suspended his campaign. And then he went on to give an official speech last night. To actually withdraw, it went almost a half an hour. And if you haven't seen it or heard it, you should dial it up. It's being called one of the best speeches of this presidential cycle so far.
That's a low bar.
Well, you know, a low bar, but if you include everybody, I guess. I think it's important to remember a couple of things. A, yes, I don't think that Chris Christie should get a pass necessarily for having supported Trump before, and it's not like, oh, this guy has always been against Trump. I think it's important to remember that, yes, I mean, he played the role of Joe Biden for Trump in the 2020 preparation for debates in the campaign. And from what I have read, from what's been reported, did some pretty, you know, kind of terrible stuff, trying to mimic President Biden's stutter, that sort of thing. So I don't think we should forget that Chris Christie was at one time a pretty heavy Trump supporter. But I also think, as Trigvi Olson likes to remind us, that the enemy of the enemy is our friend. And, you know, just like Joseph Stalin was the second worst person in the world at World War II, the United States joined him defeating the worst person, Adolf Hitler. And so I think in this case, whether you're Paul Ryan, who has now got religion and said he is a never again Trumper, whether you're Andrew Hitt, the former Republican chairman of Wisconsin, a never again Trumper, or Chris Christie, it does make a difference that these people are speaking out. And we're going to come back and hear what Chris Christie had to say. And he actually nails it. We're going to play that cut for you. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go away.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
To the big hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on Thursday, January 11th, 2024. Mr. Zommer's on the board, taking your calls, saying hello, and we'll get to them as quickly as we can. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your app store for either your iPhone or Android device. Talking about the withdrawal last night, the suspension of his presidential campaign by former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie. And yes, he was an ardent supporter of Trump after he lost to him in the 2016 primary. But after January 6th, said that's enough. And then entered this year's presidential Republican primary on the Republican side and was the only candidate out there on the stump left who is actually telling the truth about Trump and saying, look, I'm not supporting this guy. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not voting for this guy. He is a danger to democracy. And here's what I saw while I was on the inside. Now, does that absolve him from everything that he did when he supported Trump? No. But I also think in today's environment, he deserves some credit for having the chutzpah to step up and tell the truth now.
And he was so close. One of my main misgivings with Chris Christie recently is that he was asked, would you vote for President Biden to go against Trump? And he said, I wouldn't vote for either of them. I think that was a cowardly move, especially given how much he's stood up to Trump lately.
Yes, I agree. And that's the barometer, right? At the end of the day, if it comes down to Trump v. Biden, anything other than a vote for Biden is a vote for Trump.
And if you don't think that's the case, just remember 2016, because that's exactly what happened with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, absolutely. So here's off the text line from Andrew in Maine, WAUK. If Haley is going to lose because she can't handle the job or because Republicans don't believe women should be in power, unquote.
I believe it's because her initials are not DJT.
That could be. You know, that's a fair question. Republicans have, historically, obviously, Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman to be on the Supreme Court, nominated by President Reagan. So, you know, the old Republican Party had no problem putting women in positions of power. I mean, George W. Bush, put Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State. Other Republicans have done so as well. But I think this current iteration, certainly if you look at their policies being against women's health care in terms of freedom for their own bodies and other things, it's certainly not a pro-woman party, in my opinion. Also off the WAUK line, Steve from Milwaukee, what he said about authoritarianism was spot on yesterday, unquote. Interesting you should bring that up, Steve, because here's what Chris Christie last night in his withdrawal or suspension of campaign speech said about Trump and about what he is doing. We had a question yesterday from a caller, said, what is it that people see in Trump? Why do they follow him? And Chris Christie began to address this last night. I want to play one of the great clips from last night's Chris Christie speech.
Donald Trump wants you to be angry every day because he's angry.
He wants you to be angry so that you'll relate to his anger and then to vote for him. Please understand this. I have known him well for 22 years, more than anybody else in this race has known him. And I can promise you this, if you put him back behind the desk in the Oval Office and a choice comes and a decision is needed to be made as to whether he puts himself first or he puts you first, how much more evidence do you need that he will pick himself? And if that is what we have there, then people are going to remain angry, remain divided, and become even more exhausted than they are today.
Chris Christie last night in his withdrawal speech, I thought it was fantastic because he really concisely nailed part of this attraction to Trump. Donald Trump is angry. Chris Christie's right. I think, personally, I think Trump is angry that he even got into politics. He had a great life. I mean, he had a lot of money, maybe not as much as he said, but he had a lot of money. He could kind of do what he wanted. His attorneys, you know, found all the loopholes. He had it easy. And then he got suckered into, I shouldn't say suckered into, but convinced.
Well, you should, because he likes to call other people suckers.
He made the decision to run for president. And I still believe that he did it for PR purposes for The Apprentice and for his other products. I honestly don't think Trump expected nor really wanted to win. Remember the quote that was heard by reporters on election night in 2016? And I'll clean it up for radio. Trump said out loud as it appeared he was going to win in 2016, quote, "Can you believe this crap?" That's cleaning it up for radio, unquote. Trump didn't actually think, nor Melania started crying because she knew that everything would change. And so I think that Trump is angry that he's found himself, and he wants voters to be angry, and he's tapping into the worst fears of voters to keep them angry and riled up so that they vote for him. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you? Kurt, you're on the air. Hello? Kurt, you're on the air. Go right ahead. Thanks for listening.
Well, this is what I heard in the speech. Can we agree that, I just forgot his name now, is, given the prosecutor an intellectually smart person, we can agree on that, right?
Say, who? I'm not sure.
Jack Smith?
Jack Smith?
No, I'm sorry. Christie.
Oh, Chris Christie?
Christie.
Yeah.
Yes. So here's the thing he says in his statement that makes me cringe. He says he knew Trump for 22 years. He's a prosecutor. He knew for at least half of those years how much of a derelict Trump was. And anyone in his position would have seen already the alarm bells going off and should have done everything in his power to make sure that he never made it into the presidency. That's the problem I have with him now coming out and saying what he's saying. I get what you're saying and that he's saying something, but this is a guy that also has ruined his credibility. So I don't see what he's saying going to go very far. Well, the damage is done.
Sure. I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, Kurt. And for folks like you and I, you know, it might not make a huge amount of difference. I still believe that there are folks in Wisconsin who vote Republican, whether it's for their sheriff or their district attorney. Maybe they voted for Trump in 2016. Maybe they voted for him in 2020. Maybe they didn't. But I still think that the voices of people like Chris Christie and Paul Ryan, more what I'll call traditional Republicans, make a difference. Do you agree with that or not? Oh, whoops, sorry, he's on hold. All right, we're up against the clock, unfortunately, but we will come back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Naval Air Force says six crew members on board a Navy helicopter were rescued after it went down in San Diego Bay. Spokesperson Commander Beth Teach.
We learned that was an MH-60R Seahawk helicopter assigned to HSM-41. And that the crew was doing a routine training mission.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say five people were killed in joint U.S. and U.K. airstrikes. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
These are clearly designed to send a message to Iran about what could happen if they continue to back these strikes by rebels who are based in Iraq, based in Syria, against the United States and its allies.
A development as Texas challenges President Biden's border policies. Chris Fox from Austin.
The Texas National Guard seized Shelby Park on the Texas-Mexico border in Eagle Pass, preventing U.S. Border Patrol from entering the area.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says a plan to create state-run dispensaries for medical marijuana is a non-starter. Assembly Republicans included the dispensaries in their medical marijuana bill released Monday. Lemahue says it goes against his goal of shrinking state government. He says that he still sees good things in the bill and that a compromise can still be reached. A new report shows that 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have changed their practices. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. Another 6 to 10 or more inches of snow is possible. And by this afternoon, the wind's going to pick up with gusts from 30 to 40, and that'll create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it's going to get dangerously cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gave tea, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Your calls, welcome. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Could also text us via the Civic Media app. Download it at your favorite app store on your Apple or Android device. Want to just pick up on this last call, because I think it was a good call. Not I think, it was a good call. And the caller brought up a good point here. In that, look, I mean, and I said this at the beginning of the segment, I'm not looking to absolve Chris Christie for the time that he supported Trump. And yes, in his own words, the clip that we played last segment, Christie said, I've known this guy a long time, I know what he's like. I'm not here to defend Chris Christie for his years of being a Trump pal. I would say that part of it was probably politics. Trump probably gave Christie money when Christie was governor of New Jersey. There are Trump properties in New Jersey. So I'm sure there was a relationship there, politically and otherwise. But I guess the point was that I was trying to make there before we went to a break, that I think there are people out in Wisconsin who vote Republican for sheriff, for registered deeds, what have you, and they're not necessarily MAGA Republicans.
I also think that he is a similar kind of person, almost, to people like Stuart Stevens and other members of the Lincoln Project who say, I'm sorry, I was part of the problem, I want to make it right.
Sure. No, I think that's absolutely right. But I think that the voices of people like Chris Christie and the voices of people like Paul Ryan, who are still, I believe, respected in many circles of the Republican Party, when they speak, it matters to them. Now, when Chris Christie speaks, I might say, yes, I agree with that clip. But is Chris, I mean, I left the Republican Party in 2011. I left the Republican Party pre-Trump because I had a unique vantage point of being on the inside. I could kind of see some of this stuff coming. So I left prior to Trump. But I think that there are people who didn't have the vantage point that I did, that when people like Paul Ryan and Chris Christie speak, it speaks to them. And it's like, oh, well, I think those guys did a good job as either congressman or speaker or governor, and what they say matters to me. So I think it's important to get that message out there. Look, I've said this before. I literally have this quote on my refrigerator at home on a magnet. I don't have my entire refrigerator filled with magnets, but when I find a good one, I like to get it. Just things I can remember every day. A number of years ago, I went with my dad and stepmom to Springfield, Illinois. And if you ever get the opportunity, make the drive down, because they have the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and Library. It's fantastic. It's a great tour. It's a great event. You can learn a lot about Lincoln, his life, his presidency. And I picked up a little magnet. It is a quote from Abraham Lincoln. And when we started to put this show together and our tagline of pursuing the truth, wherever it may lead, it really came from Lincoln. Lincoln said this, quote, I am a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts and a beer, unquote. Now, I'm not sure on my magnet it says, and a beer. Now, I'm not sure if that was added on by the folks at the Lincoln Library, but Lincoln was known to have a very wry sense of humor.
So it would fit.
But the point is just, I'm here to bring the truth and the facts. And I think that if people are given the facts, that they don't need me or any other talk show host to tell anyone what to do. I still believe people are smarter than that. But it is hard, right, to discern what the actual facts are out there. So that's why we come in every day. We would do the winnowing and sifting, as they say at Bascom Hill here in Madison, at UW-Madison, and try to get to the truth. That the truth alone might be found. Great quote from the Bascom Hall on Bascom Hill at the UW campus. So anyway, 844-967-2789. Any further thoughts on Chris Christie withdrawing from the presidential race last night and really laying out? I love this clip that we played, saying that Trump is angry. He wants voters to be angry to continue to stoke the fires. And the more angry people are, the less we will have unity and getting along in this country. I think it's worth noting as well, there are a lot of folks out there who feel that a Joe Biden second term would be as divisive. That's just fact. I don't agree with that, but I think it's important to recognize that. If I find out, I've got a clip from Liz Cheney, actually, who was on The View. I'm not sure if it was yesterday, but recently. And she actually addressed this when asked if she would vote for Joe Biden. Mr. Zomers, if you find that, we'll play it. Otherwise, I could get it here during the break as well. I've got it somewhere in my files. But it's important that we as a country try to get to a better place to listen to each other. I just think we can achieve that with a person in the Oval Office who is compassionate, who listens to others, who truly takes people's concerns into place and doesn't try to make people angry like Donald Trump. So that was the benefit, I think, last night of Chris Christie. Let's go on. Did you find that by chance?
Well, I found it, but it won't load. I'll let you know once it's working.
Let's in real time. This is how we produce the show in real time, folks. I actually have it on my computer. I'm going to send it over to Mr. Zomers. There you go. I sent it. Let's see if that loads. Because this is Liz Cheney on Trump and Biden, and Joy Behar, one of my favorite View hosts, by the way, because I just think she's sassy and I think she's fantastic. Asked Liz Cheney on The View, and again, I'm not sure if this is from yesterday or not, but recently, whether or not she would support Donald Trump or if she would support Joe Biden if it came down to those two. Mr. Zomers has it up. Here is Liz Cheney from The View.
Let me ask you a radical question.
Uh-oh.
Because I know you're a patriotic American and you will vote. If it came down to Biden v. Trump, would you vote for Biden?
I'm not going to endorse anybody today. I think that, again, we don't know exactly what the choice will be. I would say that I will never vote for Donald Trump, and that there are some conservatives who are trying to make this claim that somehow Biden is a bigger risk than Trump. My view is I disagree with a lot of Joe Biden's policies.
Yeah.
We can survive bad policies.
He's not crazy.
We cannot survive torching the Constitution.
That's right.
It's not even the same level.
So I thought that was fantastic. Liz Cheney, former congressman from Wyoming, Republican, saying, look, even if you disagree with Joe Biden's policies, we as Republicans can survive bad policies. We cannot survive torching the Constitution, which is what Donald Trump is doing right now, or has tried to do on January 6th. And we talked yesterday, his attorneys in court are literally saying the president can assassinate someone and not be held liable. That's an assault to the Constitution. That's more than a difference on policy. So I thought Liz Cheney's comments were great as well. 844-967-2789. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, let's see. Where do I go from here? First of all, there are way, way too many people out there who've been sold on the idea that either January 6th was just a bunch of tourists and a few of them got out of control. Of course, that's not right, because there's around 1,000 that have been convicted and more have been arrested yet. Or that these people were just a bunch of patriots that were trying to make the election honest, which is obviously not the case because the election was honest. And many of them have been, for some reason, frightened about what Joe Biden is doing, when all Biden has been doing is helping America recover from the pandemic and trying to deal with the infrastructure issues. for some reason, they hate Joe Biden for doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why. And many of them have been, as you pointed out, they've been made angry. They've been made frightened and very, very much made to hate the other. And whether that's the LGBTQ community, whether that is immigrants, they'll come in and take your jobs and take your college place from your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how people can believe any of this stuff, and especially how anybody can consider voting for Trump, whose entire platform is based on retribution, revenge, and taking over the government, basically. If you've ever read any of the Project 2025 stuff, you know that's exactly what it's about.
Jack, let me ask you this, because I always appreciate your perspective. Let me ask you this. Here's my take. I think that the pandemic and COVID and staying, you know, of course we had too many cases, but the alone time we had, being separated from other human beings, I think all that did was put people in their own information silo. They stayed alone at home and listened to only talk radio or only cable news that they agreed with. And we weren't out at restaurants or coffee shops or beaches and being around other people that might not be like us. I think it just reinforced our fears, and Trump is playing off of that.
Well, I think that is a part of the problem. But I think another large part of the problem is this. The only Republican presidential candidate that has rejected what happened January 6th, and that is both coups, both the attempted electoral fraud and the violent insurrection that took place at the Capitol, has been Chris Christie. The rest of them have all downplayed it,
right,
or they've been kowtowing to Trump about it. And the only thing we keep hearing is the lies about it, that it wasn't so serious. In addition, the only thing we keep hearing from both the major as well as the propaganda news, I'll call them, like Fox News and Newsmax and sources like that. The only stuff we ever hear is from the not even Republican or conservative, but from the extremists. Watch out, these immigrants are coming. Look at the caravan.
Right.
And the stuff like, how many people that are going to vote for Trump have ever even met an immigrant,
much less
have been put in danger by them?
Jack, thanks so much. Jack and Merrimack, really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jack brings up a great point, right? Is to know other people. One of my favorite sayings or quotes is, we fear that which we do not understand, right? And that's just normal human nature. If you have never spent time with a person of color, if you never spent time with an immigrant, if you never spent time with someone who only speaks Spanish, sure, I get how that can be scary or fearful even. You might not think that you know anyone who's gay or bisexual or trans, but chances are you've at least done business or been around someone like that. You just might not know it. So again, I get to the point where the more that we can understand about our fellow humans, to Jack's point, the less scary it is. The more we understand one another, we can understand that we all have the same common goals. We want a better life for our family. We want job security. We want freedom. Those are universal themes. And we need, in my opinion, elected officials, particularly in the Oval Office, who promote that and don't try to use those fears to divide us. We'll come back, see what's popping with Robin Voss, and what the heck is the City Council of Madison up to? All that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin, tweet.
What's poppin' with Robin Voss?
Welcome back to the show. It is 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Yes, time once again for What's Poppin' with Robin Voss. According to its politics, and here's a little hint for you. If you want to stay up to date on Wisconsin news in particular, and you're not subscribed to Wisp Politics, you're not doing yourselves any favor. Give yourself resolve. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, but here's one for you. Resolve to subscribe and follow WISP Politics.
That's an easy one to complete. Just subscribe, click. Do it just once, click. And you finished a task.
Bada bing, bada boom. It's a great news organization based here in Madison. They're right down the middle. They're not left. They're not right. They're factual. They do a great job. WISPpolitics.com. So here's the headline. Opponents seek to recall Robin Voss over election integrity and opposition to Trump. Those seeking to recall Robin Voss have filed a petition with the State Election Commission indicating they are targeting the assembly speaker for, quote, blocking fair elections, unquote, failing to impeach Megan Wolf, and opposing Donald Trump. Yesterday's filing kicks off a 60-day window for the Rochester Republicans' opponent to collect nearly 6,900 valid signatures from adult residents in the district. Robert Bowes, a former Trump administration appointee and White House policy advisor, told WISP Politics proponents are shooting for a June recall. The speaker, who has been at odds with Trump since he rebuffed the former president's calls to overturn the 2020 election results, beat back a primary challenge in August of 2022 by only 206 votes as Trump backed his opponents. So here's the deal. And we've talked about this before in this program. Republicans in Wisconsin are divided right now. They are not getting along. We've talked about the fact that former Republican congressman from Janesville, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and now former Republican Party chairman Andrew Hitt have both now come out and said they are never again Trumpers, said that Donald Trump lost the election of 2020, Joe Biden won the election of 2020. And then you have people like Derek Van Orten, the third district congressman in office right now. Brian Stile surprises me. He was an acolyte of Paul. He worked for Paul Ryan, took over his seat. Not a dumb person intellectually. Mike Gallagher, veteran, smart guy, congressman, Republican of Green Bay. All these people refuse to go along with Paul Ryan and Andrew Hitt and declare that Trump lost the 2020 election. They refuse to denounce Trump. And now here you have Robin Voss, who, of course, certainly not a softie, right? He's no, as they say, snowflake. Conservative Republican Speaker of the House, Speaker of the Assembly, pardon me. And because that he did not try to impeach Megan Wolf, the executive of the Wisconsin Election Commission, because he's opposing Donald Trump and trying to overturn the 2020 election, Now there are Republicans, MAGA Republicans, trying to recall Robin Voss because basically he's not crazy enough.
I am so disappointed. Earlier when you said that Robin Voss was like, there's a recall happening, I was like, oh, wow, because people don't like the common sense stuff he's blocking, like raises for UW students or DEI. And then no.
You thought it was from the left. You thought it was Democrats trying to recall him.
Yeah. But no, it's his own party. Because he's not crazy enough. Because he said the few things he has said that are common sense are like, hey, guys, remember the spring election and how we lost horribly because we espoused Donald Trump's beliefs? These are losing issues. Let's stop being a loser and not back Donald Trump.
Yes.
So, like, he tried to do something that made sense.
No.
And that's why he's getting kicked out?
Yes. It's not coming from Democrats, although I'm sure Democrats are not unhappy about this.
I expected nothing, and I was still disappointed.
No, this comes from the right. Again, these are Republicans. MAGA. This shows you the state of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And by the way, where's Brian Arthur Schimming, the current chairman who I've known for several years, where is his comment denouncing this? I mean, get this. The current chairman of the state Republican Party, Brian Schimming, and also the executive director of the current Republican Party, Mark Jefferson, will not denounce this. Now, how do you feel if you're Robin Voss and his staff? Arguably the top Republican in state politics, Robin Voss, and the state chairman nor the state executive director have not, that I've seen anyway so far, come out and denounced these recall efforts. It just shows you how fearful the leadership of the Republican Party in Wisconsin is of the MAGA folks.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be similar to Mike Johnson, where they're going to kick him out and then get somebody else who says more Christo fascist things and then does the same deals.
Right. Off the text line from Maine, WAUK, saying, let's see here. So wait, does that mean residents could file recall petitions to recall the MAGA folks just because someone was so inclined? Well, sure. It's like my friend Sam Gold says, who's an attorney. And people always say, well, can I sue them? Can I sue them over this? Well, sure, you can sue anybody. You can always sue. The question is, are you going to win? So, yeah, you can file a recall against anyone, any elected official. Now, I happen to believe that recalls should be reserved, much like impeachment, for true, serious crimes and high crimes and misdemeanors, things that you've actually done wrong, absolute malfeasance in office. I don't think that recalls should just be used on either side willy-nilly because you don't like the person.
For example, Megan Wolf. And the reason that he didn't push the impeachment stuff, he said this publicly, Robin Voss said, there's nothing there. I've been advised not to do it because it's stupid. Not verbatim, but...
Right, essentially. So yeah, you can always... But again, the bar is pretty high. You have 60 days to get almost 7,000 signatures, 6,900 valid signatures. Not impossible. I mean, we went through after the Brewers Stadium, George Petak was the first person to be recalled down by Racine Kenosha. And then we went through an onslaught for several years going back and forth, trying to recall the people, Democrats, trying to recall Republicans. Over the last few years, it's finally settled down a little bit. We haven't had a recall in quite a while. But here now, MAGA Republicans trying to recall Robin Voss because he won't impeach Janet Protasiewicz, Megan Wolf, and he won't go along with Donald Trump. That's what's popping with Robin Voss. Time to get some more butter on the popcorn there. We'll come back, talk about the Madison City Council, what's popping with them, and also Christmas lights. Should we leave them up until the Packers win the Super Bowl? We'll talk about it on the other side. This is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.